Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Renaissance Global Limited's earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Jenny Rose from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Renaissance Global's Q3 9M FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Sumit Shah, Chairman and Global CEO, and Mr. Hitesh Shah, Managing Director of the company. We would like to begin the call with brief opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for an interactive question and answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Sumit Shah to make his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for joining us on our earnings conference call for Q3 and 9 months FY24. I'd like to begin by providing a quick overview of the company's operational and business highlights for the period under review. After that, Hitesh will take you through the financial performance, following which we'll open the forum for question and answers. Our strong financial performance in this quarter was driven by notable improvements in our margins. This quarter, we saw a 7.6% year-over-year increase in absolute EBITDA and 129 basis point increase in the EBITDA margins to 8.2%. Along with this, we also saw expansion in our profit before tax and profit after tax levels of 56 and 33 basis points respectively. With these improved margins and coupled with a robust order book and outlook for our branded business in the quarters to come, we expect significant growth in our revenues and profits in the coming quarters and for the entirety of FY25. The expansion of our branded segment revenue has been instrumental in steering us through these difficult times encountered in our key markets, exhibiting a year-over-year growth of 16% in Q3 and 12% on a 9-month basis. Furthermore, the launch of Wonder Fine Jewelry, which is our umbrella brand for Marvel, Disney Jewels and Star Wars, with one of our big retail partners, has shown early signs of success. We expect to launch this collection with other retail partners too, along with our own Wonder Fine Jewelry website. These launches are anticipated to contribute notably to the revenue generated from this segment, further strengthening our financial position and enhancing our market presence. Our direct-to-consumer vertical is experiencing strong growth and remains a central focus for our expansion strategy moving forward. In the third quarter, we saw a steady year-over-year improvement of 8% and over a nine-month period, around 18%. We are placing greater emphasis on nurturing the expansion of our D2C vertical, recognizing its pivotal role in our future growth plans. The sustained engagement and loyalty of our customers underscores the strategic importance of this segment for our long-term objectives. An emerging trend in the jewelry industry, which is the widespread adoption of lab-grown diamonds on a global scale, particularly in the realm of engagement rings and solitaire jewelry. At present, LGD makes up around 50% of our direct-to-consumer sales, highlighting the growing popularity among consumers. The surge in demand can be attributed in part to the significant price difference between lab-grown diamonds and traditional diamonds, making them an attractive option for budget-conscious customers. To capitalize on this rapidly increasing market in a challenging environment, we have taken proactive steps over the last 9 to 12 months to offer customizable options through our D2C channels, catering to an increasing desire among consumers for personalized and one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces. Our strategic approach to this segment not only leverages the potential of lab-grown diamonds, but also aligns with our commitment for innovation and customer centricity in the high-end jewelry market. Looking forward, our focus will be to continue on harnessing our strong partnerships with renowned brands, leveraging our extensive experience in product conceptualization, and utilizing our design skills. Coupled with a robust distribution network, these factors are expected to be the key drivers of future growth. With US inflation being at the fag end and having tested the markets with our higher margins, we expect our revenue trajectory to be upward and onward in the coming quarters and hence in FY25. I'd now like to hand the call over to Hitesh to discuss our financial performance during the year. Over to you, Hitesh.
Thank you, Sumit. Good afternoon, everyone. Renaissance has given a strong performance despite facing challenges in our key market. While our total income during the quarter under review stood at Rs. 658 crores compared to Rs. 725 crores in Q3 of FY23. For the 9 months of FY24, our total income came in at Rs. 1,577 crores as compared to Rs. 1,741 crores in the 9 months of FY23. On the profitability front, EBITDA came in at Rs. 53.9 crores for Q3 FY24, exhibiting a year-over-year growth of 7.6% in absolute terms and translating to a margin of 8.2%, which is an improvement of 129 basis points year-over-year. For 9 months ended December 23, the EBITDA stood at 122.4 crores, translating into an EBITDA margin of 7.8%, which is an improvement of 29 basis points. Further, our D2C business registered a 14% EBITDA margin in Q3 of FY24, which is up 244 basis points year over year, whereas this number for the 9 month period stood at 13.7%, which is up 131 basis points year over year. Our direct-to-consumer business is a high EBITDA margin business, and with the growing share of direct-to-consumer revenues to total revenues, Renaissance is confident of its EBITDA margins growing further, showing further improvement going forward. In Q3 of FY24, our profit after tax stood at Rs. 27.9 crores versus Rs. 28.3 crores in the corresponding period last year. While for the 9 months ended December 23, the profit after tax came in at Rs. 52.6 crores against Rs. 68.1 crores in the same period of FY23. Moving on to our segmental performance, in Q3 and 9 months of FY24, the revenue share of studded jewelry stood at 92% and 88% respectively. Of the total studded jewelry revenues, in Q3 of FY24, branded business contributed 45%, and for the 9 months of FY24, the branded jewelry segment contribution was 37%. In Q3 of FY24, B2B segment contributed 65% to studded branded jewelry, while the direct-to-consumer business contributed 35%. During Q3 of FY24, the direct-to-consumer business posted revenues of Rs. 94.9 crores as compared to Rs. 88.2 crores in Q3 of FY23, up by 7.5%. For the 9 months of FY24, the direct-to-consumer business revenue was up 18.4% to Rs. 204 crores. Further, based on our projection of the quarter's contribution to annual sales, the annual revenue run rate for the direct-to-consumer business is estimated at Rs. 270 crores for FY24. This is versus an actual revenue of 239 crores in FY23. Lastly, in terms of our balance sheet, our net debt to equity ratio improved to 0.28 in December 23 as against 0.30 in December 22. Our total debt stands at Rs. 565 crores along with a healthy cash position, with our cash and bank balances and current investments standing at Rs. 253 crores. Overall, we are one of the leading industry players with a solid balance sheet profile. On that note, I would now request the moderator to open the forum for any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Darshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my questions. Am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'd like to ask a couple of questions. First one is, when, I mean, it's been like 2-3 quarters and, you know, the demand, especially the growth that we imagine for D2C business, it's rather slower than what we expected. When do you think we'd be, you know, reaching the 2500 crore top line mark back?
So I think the two questions specifically, one related to direct to consumer and then total revenue for the company. So, you know, specifically with related to direct to consumer, Q3 was a little bit slower because we focused on improving margins in this quarter. We've taken significant price increases in this quarter to improve margins, which, you know, impacted revenues for the quarter. These price increases have now stabilized and we're seeing revenue acceleration in the current quarter. So, you know, we're not worried about the growth in direct to consumer returning. And, you know, our expectation is that we will see very meaningful growth based on the conversations and the order book that we have in FY25. So, you know, without giving a specific number, I think that, you know, our expectation is to have very significant and meaningful growth in FY25.
So, like, it's okay if we do not have a specific number, but would we have a range where we are seeing B2B and B2C, the entire branded jewelry segment, growing at a certain rate?
Yeah, so I would expect that, you know, from the current base, our expectation would be, you know, sort of high teens kind of growth for next year for the entire business.
For the next year?
Yes.
And after that, post that?
I would expect that growth momentum to continue. You know, our general expectation and growth cadence has been that for the, you know, the B2B customer brand segment to grow in high single digits and for the branded segment to grow in double digits. So, you know, there is nothing to suggest that this is this should not continue for the foreseeable future.
Okay. We have like multiple businesses and we see that plain gold and customer brands kind of, you know, pull down valuations. So are we having any plans of demerging the business into like 2-3 segments, into 2-3 different entities?
We've discussed this with the board. No final decision has been made about any demerger. We're evaluating all strategic options for all of our businesses, but I have nothing specific to announce at this moment.
Okay, and finally, we used to, in the PPT, we used to have the disclosure of ROEs that we are going to follow for like the D2C business. So do we currently have any targets of, or like internal, you know, benchmarks of, you know, certain ROEs that we are looking for in the D2C business?
So I think the direct-to-consumer business obviously is a significantly high, you know, return on equity business. I think that it would be in the high 20s or mid-30s. I think some of the other businesses that that pull it down, you know, I think the D2C business is obviously very low working capital intensity, which results in high return on equity. We can provide disclosure specifically by businesses going forward on the ROE.
Okay, that would be great actually.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of H. Shah from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, question regarding Signet Group's total purchases in terms of hair product to be
to see, your voice is very muffled. Could you we're not able to hear you very clearly.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah, sir, I was just have an understanding regarding what percentage of the total procurement of pregnant goods is done from us.
I mean, Signet Group is a seven to eight billion dollar company. So we would be a very small number in terms of their the total procurement purchases. I mean, you know, even with a 50-60% gross margin, their annual buying would be in the region of about $3 billion. So we would be a very insignificant part. They have a diversified vendor base, and we would be a very insignificant single digit number of their procurement.
So one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Sterling Inc, if we see the revenues, I mean, to the top down considerably, it was around 400 CR in FY22. It dropped down to about 200 CR in FY23. So any particular reason for that?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question. Our sales to them, or what are you?
Correct, our sales to them.
We don't disclose this. I'm not sure where you're getting these numbers from.
I got it from the financials, wherein we disclose sales that are more than 10%.
Yeah.
Total revenue.
I haven't reviewed these numbers. I think Signet Group is essentially Sterling. Yeah. We can come back to you if you maybe contact Kanav with a sort of a breakup of whatever we've done. So I don't have the numbers offhand, but we can come back to you with those numbers.
And sir, any guidance on the number of either store stores to be opened in FY25-26?
So as of right now, we are opening one store in the next quarter or so. We are currently discussing which will open in Q4 or maybe early Q1 of FY25. Any further plans of Iraswa, we are actually just discussing with the management team and with the board. So we should be able to make a decision soon. We have one store which is opening in the next 2 to 3 months. Plans after that are not yet firmed up, and we'll probably announce the store opening cadence in the next quarterly call.
And just one last final question. What is the ROC of the branded business in US?
I don't have that number offhand for the current year. Obviously our ROCs are a little bit depressed now because of lower sales numbers, but we'll be happy to share those numbers with you along with the Signet Group at a later date. I can ask Kanav from IR to get back to you with those numbers.
Okay, fine. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sumit. Thanks for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sumit, just a few things. Can you share some more color on the trend in terms of growth that you are seeking for the next financial year, slightly more segment-wise? Because again, this quarter we saw, our B2B business again had a sharp drop YOY. Last quarter it had stabilized. How is that looking out for the next financial year?
Sure. So I think that for the next financial year, our expectation would be for the direct-to-consumer business to grow in the mid-30s. That's our current expectation based on the plan that we've made. I think that this quarter specifically, the drop-off in the growth rate was, as I mentioned earlier, due to significant price increases that we've taken in order to improve profitability of that division. So our expectation would be to go to the mid-30s growth rate for the direct-to-consumer business for the next financial year. And at an overall level, I mean, I think that our plan is to grow in high double digits, high mid-teens for the entire business with, you know, the B2B branded as well as customer brand segment growing for FY25. So largely, I think, you know, the challenges over the last 4 to 6 quarters were linked to one, US inflation, and two, the transition to lab-grown diamonds. I think with US inflation easing, we're seeing a pickup in consumer demand, and I think some of it is reflected in our current order book. I mean, if you look at our inventory levels, they are significantly higher year over year because of a higher higher order book. So we would expect for FY25, you know, high teens growth for the entire business, each of the segments, and mid-30s growth for the direct-to-consumer business.
That's very helpful. So just a little color on this D2C, like what, where do you draw so much of optimism that, you know, that we will be able to continue this another 30% plus growth rate for next financial year? Like, what do you have in pipeline to kind of, you know, see that through?
Sure. So I think that, in the current quarter, I mean, we're basing it on some of the revenue run rates that we're seeing in the current quarter, as well. I think that after the, sort of a Q4 performance, I think January, February numbers obviously suggest a much more meaningful pickup in revenue acceleration. And I think that, just in terms of, a lot of this is also relating to performance marketing. And, we've, at the beginning of January, we sort of moved over to a new agency based in the US. And, they see a lot of room for optimization in our campaigns. And, after them, managing the account for 6 weeks or so, they've been able to make significant improvements. And we've seen tangible improvements in the optimization that they've been able to manage. So, based on a few factors in terms of the current run rate that we've seen and a few changes that we've made in the business and the significant product improvement launches that we have planned for the year, I feel very confident that we should be able to grow it, grow the business. I think there is also the other tailwind of the secular shift to lab-grown diamonds. Our, direct-to-consumer business is significantly exposed to the lab-grown diamond space. And in general, in the US, the lab-grown space is growing very high double digits. So I think that, in addition to us being positioned competitively, new product launches as well as a secular tailwind that we have in lab-grown diamonds, we feel very confident that we'll be able to achieve significant growth in the direct-to-consumer segment in financial year 25.
That's helpful. This price increase that you've taken, could you be able to share, what has been the price increase on the D2C piece, Sumit? Is just a band or a range or anything?
So we took price increases specifically on the direct-to-consumer segment to the tune of 20 to 25%.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And hence, as we look forward, Sumit, for next year, do you think, we could be benefited by both? I mean, you've taken sharp price increases, plus the growth outlook is looking fairly constructive, and hence the operating profit growth could be far higher in that sense?
Yes. Yes, I think that's really what the goal was. The goal was that, profitability growth, if you've seen in the last year or so, our margins have declined significantly. And, I think that with the operating leverage coming through and the price increases that we've taken, we should see very meaningful increases in operating profit, much higher than revenue growth.
Okay, that's very encouraging. One small bookkeeping question, Sumit. This quarter, we saw the interest cost actually spiking up. I think the breakup showed that there was a spike in interest cost on lease or something. Is there any one-off over there, or is that a trend? Or? Maybe I can take it off.
Specifically, yeah. I mean, I think that, the interest on leases for the year seems relatively flat. I'm not sure if there is a one-off impact here. The finance cost obviously is due to interest rates being higher. The interest on leases one, for this quarter is obviously meaningfully higher, but on a 9-month basis, it's up 3%. So I would think that there isn't anything meaningful or significant. I think there's probably some one-off accounting impact on the interest on leases in the previous quarter last year.
Okay. And just one last year, working capital cycle, you mentioned that you've actually had a slightly higher inventory because the order book is actually looking up for next year.
Yeah.
So you will see some bit of it getting rationalized over the next quarter or two, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think historically, working capital does normalize in the next quarter, and a lot of it will flow through in terms of sales as well. So, our factory booking and current capacity is meaningfully higher this year compared to last year. Not all of it will translate into sales immediately because there is a lot of new tests and new projects going on, which may take some time for the sales to materialize. But as we can confirm, the current factory order book is significantly higher, due to which the inventory numbers are higher, and this should obviously, over the next two quarters, normalize back down as we ship some of this stuff to customers.
Okay, Sumit, sounds very exciting. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. To ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Darshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the follow-up. I just had one question.
Yeah.
Like, can we specify the amount or the range of the order book that we are carrying currently?
So we haven't quantified it, and we haven't disclosed it. But I would say that the order book is currently 20% or so higher than what it was 1 year ago. I don't remember the number offhand, but it's meaningfully higher than what it was 1 year ago.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Well, as there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Yep. Thank you, everyone, for joining our call today. I hope we've been able to answer all your questions. And in case there is any further queries, please feel free to reach out to Investor Relations or to CDR. I look forward to seeing you on the next call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Renaissance Global Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.